views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you need assistance in discovering what you truly want in your life? Are you feeling unhappy and stuck and are clueless how to change that heavy feeling? The Laura Longley Show delivers powerful ways to work through common problems and stuck points. This fun and unique weekly show invites some of the most creative and transformative practitioners and authors, hypnotherapists, EFT practitioners, acupuncturists, and astrologers, among others, to activate your wildest dreams. Get ready to tune in to be more of who you truly are. Laura and her guests will take your calls and help you bring your brilliance to a greater brightness. Get ready to snap to a whole new level in your life with joy leading the way. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness for good. Now, here is your host, Laura Longley.
Good morning and welcome to the Laura Longley Show. I'm Laura Longley and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience ways to get unstuck and live an inspired life full of meaning, purpose, and happiness. Today, I'm going to be talking with Dr. Aaron Kipnis, author of The Midas Complex, How Money Drives Us Crazy and What We Can Do About It, about how you can shift your relationship to money and be happier in the process. But in the meantime, we're going to start out with our healing meditation, as we always do. And we've shifted over the past month or so, rather than focusing on a specific topic, we're being more general. And so you can think about anything in the world that you feel needs healing or needs love, and it could even be yourself. And as we play the music, just focus on that and open your heart and send love and healing to whatever it is that is meaningful to you. So let's go ahead and begin. Take a deep breath in and release that. One more deep breath in and release that. And thank you for the healing that you're sharing with the world. Well, I was reminded this morning how important flexibility is as I got ready to head out to the studio to do the show. I got to where I would normally get on the freeway to head over to the studio, and it was all blocked off with police cars. And I quickly decided that rather than trying to find an alternate route, it would be best in the best interest of my own peace of mind to come back home and do the show remotely. So that's what I'm doing. So I just wanted to bring that up because this is something that I have learned over the years, and I don't always practice as easily as I might choose to do so, and create some suffering for myself when I get freaked out about it, rather than just going, oh, okay, let's just do this instead. So, you know, I'm just putting that out there so that you can think about that as well. Where in my life can I choose flexibility over getting upset or freaked out about something? So that just came to mind because it just happened about half an hour ago, so it was on my mind. The other thing I wanted to mention is that earlier this year, I've shared several times that I have decided to get a quote-unquote real job and some of the progress that I was making with that. Well, you know, as with everything in life, and here we go with flexibility again, and especially in my life, this seems to be true, it's turned out to be quite a journey, and it hasn't ended up where I thought it would. And that journey has been really eye-opening for me and has led to my continued growth. And during this week's light bulb moment later in the show, I'll share a bit more about what's been happening and what I've learned, as well as some tips for you to be able to go with the flow and follow your own unique path, even when you're not sure where you're going, which really is the hardest part for me, at least. So be sure and stay tuned for that towards the end of the show. But for now, let me introduce today's guest. Dr. Aaron Kipnis is a clinical psychologist with a private practice in Santa Monica, California. He's also a full-time professor at Pacifica Graduate Institute in Santa Barbara. His fifth book, The Midas Complex, How Money Drives Us Crazy and What We Can Do About It, was published last winter. He trains therapists about how to work with their clients' money-related psychological issues and offers Midas Complex workshops to the public around the country. Let's welcome Dr. Aaron Kipnis to the Laura Longley Show. Hi, Aaron.
Good morning, Laura. Thanks for having me with you today.
Well, I am excited to talk about this topic because it is, you know, top of mind for a lot of us these days. Money seems to be kind of our ruler, and I guess that's part of what we're going to talk about.
Yes. It's been surprising to me as a psychologist how often money is coming up in my consulting room. And how unprepared a lot of people seem to have meaningful conversations about it. So that's something I've gotten very excited about doing, is trying to help facilitate a dialogue about something that's often kind of a taboo topic for people.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say, is that it isn't something that, you know, it's considered crass to, you know, ask people how much money they make or you know, anything along those lines with money, but then how can you have a conversation about it if you avoid talking about it? So that's something that obviously we can't resolve a problem if we pretend it's not there.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, I'd like to start by, you know, the title of your book is The Midas Complex. So why don't you say a little bit about what the Midas Complex is?
Well, I think many people have heard the old fable about King Midas, but for the benefit of those who haven't, this is an old Greek myth. Most of us hear about it as children, about an ancient king who was very wealthy. And yet his love of money was such that he wanted even more. And he befriended one of the gods one day. He did a kindness for one of the gods that was in trouble, and as a result was granted a boon. So, you know, be careful what you wish for, is one of the cautionary tales in this story. So he wishes that everything that he touched would turn into gold. And the god says to him, you know, I don't think that's such a great wish, Midas. You should probably ask me for something else. And he said, no, that's really what I want. Okay. So then Midas put his gift to the test, and he was an avid gardener. He went out to his garden and touched his roses, and they turned to gold. And he was really impressed by that, although, of course, they lost their scent. And then he wandered back into the palace, and the servants brought out a meal. He was thirsty from being out in the sun, and when he put the wine to his lips, it turned to gold in his mouth.
Oh.
So then he touched the loaf of bread, but he couldn't tear anything off the loaf because it turned to gold. And just then his daughter came running across the room, the love of his life, the most important thing in his world. And he gave her a big hug, and she turned into a golden statue. And then he realized, oh, now I understand why this god, Dionysus, asked me to wish for something else. This is clearly a curse, not a blessing. And fortunately, he was granted, because he was such a good king, they took his gift away. He washed it off in a river and relieved himself of this curse. Because through the accumulation of all this gold, he no longer had food or drink, the love of his daughter, the smell of his roses. Even his chariot was no longer usable because he turned it to gold and the horses couldn't drag it. So what is the Midas complex? It is that point at which we all need money. It's the medium of exchange in our world. But some of us go too far in our pursuit of it, to the point where we begin to lose the things in life that are most important to us. Our health, our relationships, our enjoyment of life, the enjoyment of the simple things of life, like the beauty of nature, and other things that really make life rich.
Well, you know what it reminds me of, too, is we on this show we talk quite a bit about gratitude. And one of my favorite sayings or things to think about is, what if you woke up tomorrow with only the things you gave thanks for today? And that leads us kind of in the same path as thinking about, you know, what happened with King Midas, in that it's really the smaller things that make our life livable, that make our life enjoyable, not the wealth in itself.
Well, exactly. You know, there have been, since the Great Recession, where a lot of people lost a lot of money, there have been a lot of studies done on happiness, and really large, robust studies where a lot of people have been interviewed. And what some of the social scientists have concluded is, you know, if you're poor, some more money will make you happier because poverty's rough. You don't have adequate housing, medicine, access to good food, educational opportunities. But once you rise out of that into what Eric Fromm, a psychologist, called a pleasant sufficiency of means, which is like a middle-class life, where you do have, you know, a good home and decent food and safety, live in a reasonably good environment and can go to school, more money doesn't bring more happiness. It brings different kinds of challenges and different kinds of opportunities, but it doesn't increase people's overall happiness. A lot of people think about money like a drug. If a little bit made me feel good, more will make me feel even better.
Right.
But it's not true any more than it's true for drugs, because at some point you take a little more and you're actually hurting your health instead of improving it.
Right. Exactly. Well, it's time for us to take our first break. But when we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about this idea of money creates happiness, or that's what our society thinks, and why that's not true, and what we can do about that personally. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at thelauralongleyshow.com. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Now I'm about to tell you a very interesting fable. More fun than when you first got cable. But more to be learned from this story to be told is that everything that glitters ain't always gold.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years.
Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had. And thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
You can have it all. Join Dr. Richard Bartlett and Melissa Joy for our mind-blowing Festival of the Healing Arts coming to Seattle May 16th through the 25th. For the first time, we'll be teaching the entire Matrix Energetics Seminar package back-to-back in one location.
And this is the thing I like about Matrix Energetics. There are many theories and concepts out there about using quantum physics and other aspects that we know of, that science now knows of, that the world around us is essentially made out of energy and information. But Matrix Energetics gives you the insights that you need, the consciousness technology, if you will, to apply that in your own world and bring about the change that you would like to see.
Matrix Energetics, consciousness technology for transformation and healing. Join us for a free introductory course Friday, May 16th from 7 to 9 p.m. Seminars will be at the DoubleTree Seattle Airport. Visit MatrixEnergetics.com for a seminar coming to a city near you. Come as you are and leave transformed.
We are back on the Laura Longley Show. Today I'm talking with Dr. Aaron Kipnis, author of The Midas Complex, How Money Drives Us Crazy, and What We Can Do About It. And before we continue, I want to make sure that everyone knows how to find Dr. Kipnis as well as how to find the book. So, Aaron, can you share that information for our listeners?
Well, sure. You can find the book on Amazon, and, you know, your local bookstore can order it for you. And the way to follow up with me is my name is Aaron Kipnis, A-A-R-O-N-K-I-P-N-I-S, and I have a website at aaronkipnis.com.
And you do workshops on this topic?
I do from time to time. I'm a full-time professor at Pacifica Graduate Institute in Santa Barbara, and I have a private practice in Santa Monica. So that keeps me pretty busy. But every once in a while, I'll come out and do a little, you know, someone will bring me into one of their cities, and I'll do a day-long workshop on this material. People seem to find that helpful.
Okay. So, you know, before the break, we were talking about happiness and money and how this idea that more is better isn't I was going to say isn't necessarily true, but really is not true. That once we reach a certain point where we've risen above poverty, we can meet all of our needs easily, then more money doesn't equate to more happiness, or at least not on a, you know, linear scale.
Exactly.
So, and actually, too much money can put us back in the place of when we are in poverty, of creating a lot of stress in our lives.
Yes, you know, it's interesting when you look at the lives of people who win the lottery. So that's one of the American dreams. If you can't become wealthy through, some skill that you have, or an inheritance, or, a vocation that makes a lot of money, which only a small percentage of our citizens can actually achieve, then people who are left out of that opportunity are the ones who are most often buy lottery tickets. In fact, the poorer you are, the more of your income you're likely to spend
right.
on the lottery. But the people who do win, there have been a lot of research done on them, and after about 2 years after they're winning, most of their lives are worse than they were before they won the lottery. Many of them have lost all the money that they gained. Some have even gone into debt. And moreover, a lot of them have also lost their mental health, their relationships, the quality of their relationships with loved ones, family members, and so forth. So that's just one example of how getting too much too quickly, it can be very stressful, just like a bad thing happening. Too much stress can overwhelm us.
Right.
Of course, most of us would probably have the thought, I'd just like to prove for once that too much money won't make me happy. Give me that chance, please.
That kind of leads to the question of why is it that as a society we have this focus on more money is better? I mean, I'm someone who has throughout my life lived, I guess what you'd call a middle-class life. I've always had enough money, but I've never been rich by any, stretch of the imagination. And yet, I have to admit that I, too, think how lovely it would be to win the lotto. So what is that about?
Well, I think it's acutely American. I mean, we're not unique in that way. People all over the world aspire to more. It's human nature. To want more, and that's not a bad thing. That's how we have had progress and created better lives throughout the century for a lot of people. But in America, we have this idea of productivity being the most important thing, and that's one of the reasons we're the wealthiest nation in the world. But we're not the happiest nation in the world. In fact, we're not even on the top 10 list. Of happy nations. So what is it about these other countries that have a greater overall level of mental health, physical health, education, well-being, longevity that people report in their lives in the happier nation? Well, for the most part, they have more free time. So in America, we tend to sell our time for money. And the greatest complaint of American people is they don't have time to spend with the people that they love, doing the things that they enjoy the most, because they spend so much of their time working. And that's an American ethic. And maybe we needed that ethic to go into the wilderness a few hundred years ago, the westward expansion, to build a civilization in an untamed world. But it's not the right energy to carry us forward as a people now. We need, not as our primary banner, productivity above all things. Because we're seeing the cost of unrestrained productivity is also a lot of destruction to our environment.
Yes.
Not just our natural environment, but also our social environment. Growing ranks of impoverished people, growing ranks of people who are not educated or trained to operate in a society that values productivity above all things. So I think society's evolved. And as a culture, America is now being asked to evolve too and put people first put the planet first, put health and happiness higher on the list, and real prosperity. Real prosperity isn't just, you know, your bank account or how big a house you have. Real prosperity is how good you feel every morning you get up,
yes,
the quality of your marriage and your relationships with your children and your friends, your mental health or your physical health. All these things are declining in America. They're not increasing. So that's why I called this book The Midas Complex, because that's what happened to King Midas. He got more and more gold and less well-being. And ultimately, it was destroying his family. You know, his
relationship.
Go ahead.
As an individual, because this is, you know, the framework of society that we live in.
Yeah.
As an individual, what can I do? Even just focus on myself and improve my own well-being, is it that I have to reject those values that society has and do something, you know, kind of rebellious to get there?
Yeah, I don't know if it's that we need to reject so much as be aware. What do we have to be aware of? Well, everywhere we turn, manufacturers of goods are encouraging us to buy more.
Right. Right.
I had a friend come over from Russia recently. She said, oh, my God, there's signs everywhere.
I've
never seen so many signs and advertisements. They're on the sides of the gas pumps. They're on the stop signs. They're everywhere. Buy, 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 buy. So this is the power of advertising, and it's not a bad thing. We want to know what's out there, what the products are, what use they are. But there's psychology involved in it, the same psychology that I use to try to help people. The advertisers are using this psychology to manipulate people into thinking that, you know, if I only had this pair of shoes, if I only had this kind of car, I would feel happy. That's,
right,
that's exactly what they do. So by being aware of that, and this is like your radio show is helping me, people aware of, well, what's valuable. You did a calming meditation, a meditation for hope and love in the world before we even started talking. So
right,
you're clearly, you know, putting a certain principle in play in your work, in your profession, that says there's something more important than just selling a product or product acquisition, that first we're going to put well-being first. And we can do that in our own individual lives. I think the quest is for something I call the sweet spot. There's a place where our dedication to work, our career, our job, however it is that we make money, brings us, you've used this word enough a couple of times this morning, enough to the point that we can be comfortable and that
mm-hmm.
we don't go past that point. Because at some point, there's like declining rewards.
Yes.
Where we feel more stressed, more anxious, more worried. And that's the point where we need to become aware, to catch ourselves, to realize that the culture is trying to seduce us, that it values this money above most things, and that we can have our own individual family values and individual values that are going to put health, happiness, spirituality, psychological development, mental health first. And money is part of that. So it's a bit like a practice.
Well, and we are coming up to where we need to take another break, but what popped into my mind that I want to talk about when we come back from the break is what's been on my mind a lot the last 6 months or so is around competing with others or comparing to others. And I know that plays into this whole money thing, too, and I'd like to talk about that when we come back.
Okay,
I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, Aaron's going to give away a free copy of his book, The Midas Complex. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit us at drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn to live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now. Our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
You can have it all. Join Dr. Richard Bartlett and Melissa Joy for our mind-blowing Festival of the Healing Arts coming to Seattle May 16th through the 25th. We'll be teaching the entire Matrix Energetic Seminar package in one location.
You have to experience it yourself. You have to be there, touch it, play with this.
It's not a complicated system. It's simple, it's easy, and it's fun. It's quite remarkable.
And this woman literally went doot, doot, and I had this wave, this whole wave of energy come through me like I had never felt anything like that in my entire life, and it just blew me away. I was like, wow.
Matrix Energetics, consciousness technology for transformation and healing. Join us for a free introductory course May 16th from 7 to 9 p.m. Seminars will be at the DoubleTree Seattle Airport. Visit matrixenergetics.com for a seminar coming to a city near you. Come as you are and leave transformed.
Back on the Laura Longley Show, and today I'm talking with Dr. Aaron Kipnis, author of The Midas Complex, How Money Drives Us Crazy, and What We Can Do About It. And we are going to give away a free copy of the book to the first caller right now at 800-930-2819. Again, if you want a copy of Aaron's book, call 800-930-2819, and we'll send a copy out to the first caller. So as we were going into the break, I mentioned that our conversation led me to think about this idea that's been really in my consciousness over the last 6 months or so around competing with others or comparing myself to others. And I really, you know, it popped up, oh, you know, that's a lot of what this accumulating money is about, is that it's a way for me to feel good enough or better than somebody else. And, you know, so can you just say a little bit about that, Aaron?
Yeah, it's very curious. That's a tendency. It doesn't just affect us around money, but other things. It's a natural tendency.
Material things, right?
Huh?
Material things.
Right. Material things. But we also think someone else is prettier, stronger, smarter.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You know, in psychology, in our therapy practice, we're often having to work with people to help them to figure out how to be happy just the way they are in their own unique circumstances in life. But we do tend to compare. But we tend to compare with those who are closest to us. We tend to forget that even if we're making $60,000 a year in America, that actually puts us in the top 1% of income in the world.
True.
So we forget to compare ourselves with the rest of the world. So even a working class person in America is wealthier than, you know, 3 or 4 billion, maybe 5 billion other people on the planet. So that helps sometimes to put things in perspective, because the person making $60,000 a year is comparing themselves to someone else who's making $80,000 or $90,000. And they're going,
right,
I'm not doing as well. My house isn't as big as theirs. My car isn't as nice as theirs. And therefore, I'm not doing as well. I feel inferior. That's one of the places that people can go. And, you know, that's a very sad place to be. Instead of enjoying the enormous privilege and prosperity and opportunity that we do have, we think, oh, well, I'm less than these others because I can see there's even more around me. I think it's one of the reasons there's been so much collective distress since the Great Recession, because it's made it very obvious to people that there are some people in the country who don't just have a little more, but have a whole lot more,
yes,
than they do. And the gap between the haves and the have-nots has grown wider than it's ever been in American history before. Changes in our economic policy, access to higher education, other things, have created a unique state in America where there's a smaller and smaller number of people who have greater and greater degrees of wealth, and a larger number of people, growing rank of impoverished and middle class, you know, lower middle class people who can't move up. Now, that's a different thing. That's a different issue than getting caught in comparing yourself to others.
Right.
That's a real issue of inequality, unfairness,
yes,
a system that's rigged in favor of the elite and stacked against working people, hardworking people who are trying to get ahead. And that's not the traditional value of American culture. We were always imagined ourselves to be a people who were anyone who worked hard and kind of put themselves forward in a way with some integrity could get ahead. And that's much more difficult, especially for the current generation of young people, than it's been for any other generation in American history. So I think that's something we need to look at when we're thinking about coming elections, changing policies. So two things are going on. One is we're never going to be happy if we compare ourselves to others.
Correct.
Because there's always going to be somebody with more than us, right?
Yeah, exactly.
No matter where you are.
Somebody, yeah.
And believe me, I have clients like that. They live in the best neighborhoods in Los Angeles, but they're a little unhappy because the guy next door has got a better house. So that's sickness, right?
Yeah.
That's an emotional illness. That's the Midas complex. But then there's this other real issue of inequality and inequity and unfairness. And,
yeah,
and those are political, social issues that we need to get together collectively to try to solve so we can be proud of our culture as really a land of opportunity and equality and fairness again.
That last piece reminded me of maybe a month or so ago, I saw something on Facebook. There's been a lot of talk in Washington State around a $15 minimum wage.
Yes.
And there was it was a conversation about that. Well, you know, of course you get the rabid people on either end of the spectrum, right? But there was this theme of, well, it's kind of like, you know, I worked hard to get where I am. They can do the same thing. And I'm like, yes, and $15 an hour was a whole lot more money 20 years ago than it is today.
Exactly.
And people can't live on minimum wage, and yet you've got these other people that are, you know, kind of what we think of as the people who are in control, you know, saying, well, you should be able to, or you're just not trying hard enough. And it really bothered me.
Well, it should bother you because it isn't about working hard or trying hard.
No, it's not.
There are lots of working poor in America, about 50 million of them, actually, who aren't trying hard, but they don't have the same opportunities. If you look at the people who are the elite, who are at the top of the economy, most of them were born into circumstances that allowed them to go to gain a higher education.
Yes.
And, you know, higher education, there's a huge gap. It's not just the monetary gap between what people make, but the educational gap. Increasingly, poor people, even middle-class people, their children can't get into a good college to gain an education that would bring them the better wages, better income.
Right.
So that's an issue of fairness, you know,
right.
Unequal opportunity.
And you know, and I'm okay. On some level, I'm okay with that it's not fair, because I go back to, you know, I mean, you know, your mother says to you, well, whoever said life would be fair, because life is not fair.
Right.
But what really disturbs me is, you know, people then being criticized because they can't get out of the hole that they didn't even dig for themselves. And that's
exactly
what bothers me. Yeah.
You know, yeah. My parents' generation, one person's income could pay for a middle-class home.
Yes.
Now both parents have to work full-time to afford the same standard of living. That's an erosion. That's an erosion in what our productivity will actually buy. It's kind of inflation.
Right.
So, you know, these are structural problems, and, you know, it's within our means to solve them. But these are big issues we're talking about.
Right.
The individual issue is to want to kind of come back to what we can do about it in our own
individual lives,
is to be aware of the ways, these are the ways that money drives us crazy and inequality drives us crazy. There's always something we can do right where we are to have gratitude, an attitude of gratitude for the blessings that we do have, for the opportunities that we have. And, you know, during the break, you were talking to me about competition versus cooperation. The one thing, you know, America is a very competitive place, and that's great. It makes us strong. But people who don't have access to real opportunity, one of the things they can do is cooperate with one another. Cooperate with your neighbor. Share a lawnmower. Share a laundry facility. Build a community center, build a playground together for the kids. We're helpless when we're alone, kind of locked off in our individual household. But when we reach out and create community with the people around us, then we have a kind of collective power to change the circumstances for all. And in some of the real poor neighborhoods in America, people are doing this. They're, you know, buying up a little abandoned lot, creating community gardens together, that sort of thing. So it's not a hopeless situation. But the way out for people who don't have a lot of money is to learn how to cooperate, not necessarily compete more.
Well, on that note, it is time for us to wrap up for today. And
okay.
I would like for you, before you go, if you could just share once again where people can find the book and where they can find out more about you.
Okay. Well, you can get the book online at Amazon or your local bookstore will order it for you. And I'm Aaron Kipnis, AaronKipnis. My website is AaronKipnis.com. Or if you search the Midas Complex online, you'll find your way to that website. And you can get more information there or get in touch with me. And I look forward to hearing from you.
Well, thank you so much for being my guest, Aaron. And it was really a very thought-provoking conversation, and I do like that it comes back to, as individuals, we do have power, and there is something that each of us can do. So
thank you, Laura. You're doing wonderful work out there. Keep it up.
Thank you so much. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I'm going to share this week's light bulb moment, which has to do with my own journey around finding a real job or not, and that flexibility and learning from the journey. You're listening to the Laura Longley Show. Stay tuned and we'll be right back.
Listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to facebook.com/thedrpatshow and click the like button. Then go to twitter.com/thedrpatshow and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's facebook.com/thedrpatshow and twitter.com/thedrpatshow.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Presenting Act As If and Change Your Life with Ari Lauer. Thursday, May 22nd, 7 to 8:30 p.m. at East West Bookshop, Seattle. This dynamic motivational speaker and transformational life coach shares her incredible Act As If Change Your Life technique to transform your life. Join Ari as she shares inspirational stories of overcoming incurable disease, bankruptcy, divorce, and turbulent past to create the life of her dreams. You too will learn how to have exactly what you want. Visit eastwestbookshop.com to register now.
Want to improve your spiritual connection? Connect with a loved one in the spirit world. Develop your spiritual gifts? Call respected, recognized, gifted intuitive, medium, and spiritual teacher Jennifer Farmer to schedule your transformative in-depth reading. These powerful sessions offer healing insights from the spirit world and personal guidance for all areas of your life. Call Jennifer at 727-324-9668. That's 727-324-9668 and visit jenniferfarmer.com.
On the Laura Longley Show, and today I was talking with Dr. Aaron Kipnis, author of The Midas Complex, How Money Drives Us Crazy and What We Can Do About It. And if you want to find out more, you can go to Aaron Kipnis, it's KIPNIS.com. Some other ways to get help with moving forward in your life, you can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show, and I post there pretty much daily. And Twitter, same thing, Laura Longley, S-H-O, and of course always at TheLauraLongleyShow.com. Well, you know, at the beginning of the show, I was talking a little bit about what's been going on with my quote-unquote real job journey. And, you know, for the past couple of years, I've struggled with knowing what I wanted to do with my career and with my business. And I'd have fleeting ideas, and then I'd ultimately either get bored with them or just not follow through, which I think also equals bored and not really wanting to do it. And it's been difficult for me not having a clear idea of my career path. As you know, until recently, I've been a very goal-oriented person. And frankly, I think that having been such a goal-oriented person, these last couple of years have been to help me shift from that. But the idea of a real job first came to me at the beginning of December through a conversation that I had with a guest on the show, Sandra Sneed, who is a God scribe. And the reason I thought about getting a real job initially was for financial reasons, because as I've been kind of dinking around over the last couple of years, I'm not really building up my business because I don't know what my business is, or I haven't known what it is. And so I first started thinking about it as, okay, well, here would be a way to get a paycheck. But really, I was terrified because I had had some bad experiences in that previous career, and I didn't really want to go back to doing that. And so I had to work through those fears and to find the value in going back to a real job beyond the money, beyond the financial. And what I learned was it was really healing for myself and for others in the work environment who have had similar experiences. So with that, you know, in mind, I got my resume all spruced up, paid a resume writer to do it, and the whole idea was that I would go back to doing the kind of work that I did before I did my career change 8 years ago. So I jumped into the job pool, posted my resume, and did all of that with confidence. I knew that I had tons of value to bring with both my previous experience and what I've been doing over the last 8 years. Combined, I really brought more to a technical role, but a project manager, program manager, than your average person, because I've got all the interpersonal stuff in addition to the technical stuff. So wouldn't you think that everybody would want that? No. So I got shot down pretty quickly. And what happened was that recruiters would tell me, oh, you've been out of industry for 6 years, because that was when my last job was, and therefore we don't want you. And, you know, in my mind, I'm going, well, this is crazy, because it's not like those were the only years, you know, I had only had a few years of experience. I had 28 years of experience in that industry. And I didn't forget how to do project management. I've still been doing it for the last 6 years in my own business. And so to me, it was crazy, but, you know, there wasn't much I could do about that. And so I'd known from the beginning that ultimately my destination was not that I was going to be a project or program manager for the rest of my career life. But really what I wanted to do was move into being more of an organizational consultant, where I would help create this culture and environment, work environment that was fostering people being happy and not creating the kind of trauma that I had experienced myself that caused me to leave that industry. And I didn't believe that I could just step into that role with credibility. So I put myself in a box that, oh, you're not good enough to just do this. Well, what happened was that in the meantime, I started meeting with people from my earlier life career so that they could help me find a project management position, because they knew that 6 years of not being in the industry wasn't going to mean that I couldn't do the job. But what happened when I started meeting with these people was that they had the confidence in me doing organizational consulting that I had not had for myself. And it led me to realize that I didn't really have to take this half step of being a project manager to get where I really wanted to go. Well, you know, in the grand scheme of things, gee, it was good I figured that out, because I couldn't get a job to save my life. I thought I was just going to put my resume out there. I'd have multiple offers coming in. I'd have lots of choices of where I wanted to work. No, hasn't happened. My resume has been out there for almost 3 months now. And I've gone on a couple of interviews where they didn't want me because I didn't have the right thing that they wanted. Well, you know, I figured out that, oh, okay, well, this is the universe telling me, no, that's not the path that you're supposed to go down. But I didn't figure it out until I suffered for a while. And what really happened was that last week, there was a job I applied for that I really should have been a shoo-in for, because I was completely overqualified for it and would be underpaid for the value that I brought. So, you know, why wouldn't they want me? I would bring all the value and more, and they wouldn't have to pay me what I was really worth. Why wouldn't they want me? And I didn't even get an interview. And so it was kind of the final straw for me, and I had this meltdown in the middle of the night. And, you know, on some level, I already knew I didn't get that job because that wasn't what I was supposed to be doing, but I was still scared. And I said, you know, I need some sign or help to know that I'm on the right path. And the next morning, I woke up with inspiration and a new sense of purpose. I had tons of ideas for my own consulting firm and began working on them. And I'm really excited about it, even though I'm still a little bit scared about the financial part. So for you, what I want to tell you is trust your own journey. You know, when you don't know where you're going, which I have not known, you have to trust that where what you're doing is the right thing, and you have to trust that you're being guided. So ask directly for guidance from the universe or God or your higher self, whatever name you like to use, and pay attention to the answers that you get. Some of the techniques I use are meditation and prayer. I do tarot readings. I pay attention to what's in my dreams. I use a pendulum or muscle testing, and really just my gut feel about something. And trust that you're on the right path. Notice signs when you've veered off that path, when things become effortful or they just don't work out multiple times, like it's happened for me in this process. And notice what you're learning along the way. I know it's a cliche, but life is a journey, not a destination. So enjoy that journey and get from it what you're meant to be getting from it, because it is so rich. Well, I want to thank my guest today, Dr. Erin Kipnis, for sharing such great information about money and money issues and what we can do about them as individuals. And I want to thank all of you for tuning into the Laura Longley Show with me, Laura Longley. I had a great time. Please join me every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on KKNW in Seattle, WBLQ in Rhode Island, or anywhere at thelauralongleyshow.com. Have a wonderful week, and I'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Tune in each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time, and on KKNW every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, and everywhere on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Laura and her friends as they help you create the life that you truly deserve. For more information about Laura, her services, and amazing tools, visit TheLauraLongleyShow.com.